talk about writing words that sell, writing copy on your website, on your landing pages, wherever it may be, that's going to sell and convert. That's what I want to be talking about today. And in this episode, we are going to look at 7 things that you need on your sales page to get customers to reach out for their wallet, to be actually to buy your product. Whether that is an online course, whether that is a, you know, like a coaching consulting program, whether that's a product, a service, whatever it is that you've got, if you're trying to get people to convert, there are 7 things you need to look at. And we're going to dive into them right now. Before we go any further, though, please be sure to subscribe to the channel and to the podcast if you're listening. If you want to know about all things content marketing, we cover them in this show. So the very first thing we have is the hook. Okay, number one, the hook. It says here, or I've put here, that you need to answer anything. No need to answer anything, just you just need to catch their attention in the beginning, okay? And it's just about piquing their curiosity on the scroll. So the hook is the first thing that you're going to see. And often people make a mistake with the hook where they feel they have to front load it, and they don't. You just have to catch their attention. And I tell you, one of the best ways I've found when it comes to the hook is to use words and language that is going to catch them. So words and language that they use and your target audience use. An example I had was, in my own business, I was using the financial services people that I was speaking to. They kept coming up with these words: winging it, lack of plan, lack of process. Not words I would normally use, if I'm honest with you, but there was words they were using. And because they used those words, I added them to the hook at the beginning of my landing page, and it converted, because what I'm doing is using language that fits with them. So that's very important. The second thing is the problem. Okay, people won't buy unless they have a problem to solve. Pay attention to how the problem makes them feel. People make decisions based on how they feel, not on what they actually think. And so you want to highlight a problem very, very quickly on that landing page. If you don't have a problem, why will they buy? So you've got to think about this yourself. Write down, what is the problem? What is the issue that they have? And again, it goes back to, and you'll see a theme, if you don't know, ask. Go and ask your audience, go and ask your ideal client, what is the problem they have and how can you solve it? Because that's going to be a big, big helping point. That's the second thing you want to focus on. So focus on the hook, then focus on the problem. And the third thing you want to focus on is the journey. Okay, tell a relatable story of a time where you faced the same problem and how you found the solution. People want to know that you've walked the path. I talk about this when I was talking about my personal branding stuff a long time ago, where it was the issues I faced when I built a personal brand. You've got to make it relatable, and you've got to make it that you're not just saying stuff that you don't know anything about. And so demonstrating that you've walked the path, you've done this journey before, is going to increase the credibility that you have with your purchaser tenfold. So you need to demonstrate that. Tell your story. I have my, you know, often I'm like, when I was lost, I was lonely, confused, I was trying to generate leads, couldn't find a way. And so I started looking at content marketing, and then that's how I ended up here. But that is important. The journey of your discovery of how you found the problem you had and how you overcame that problem is very important. And you need to share that, and you need to share it at the front end, because people will see their own struggles in your struggles. The next thing then, the fourth one, is the product. So you want to explain the solution and how your product is part of the solution, and include details. Don't let them say, I just have, and you know, you don't want them to say, can I just ask a question about something? So the product, the best way to think about this is, the product should be the solution to the problem you found when you were on your journey. And that is this, and it should leave no questions needed. So you should be answering everything they need. The reason why this is the case with the product and the way it's packaging and the questions is, if someone has to ask you a question about it, does it do this, does it do that? You haven't made it clear enough, especially if you're trying to sell something that's automated and requires no real, you know, contact. Then it hasn't been automated enough to the point where people will make the buying decision. And this is where you see a lot of people on this, where people will say, I hate having a landing page. I was working with a client recently. They said, I hate having landing pages and the salesy landing pages. And those landing pages are there for a reason. They're psychology, and they're designed to make somebody know that they're happy to make the purchase without having to speak to you. And that comes by by creating that, you know, that the product in the right way and framing your entire sales page in the right way. You're not being overly salesy when you do that. So how do you make somebody make the decision? Well, you focus on the fifth part, and that is the proof. So handle objections and doubts about the whole process by giving them reassurance. And you can use things like success stories, statistics, money-back guarantees. This is where this hits. The proof is going to be that thing that's going to make people go, oh, okay. Now, I like to, with proof, like make them go, you know, I'm going to purchase. Now, I like to, with proof, I have a range of different ones. So I have results that are like texts and WhatsApps and things that clients have sent me saying, you're amazing. This has happened. I've filled my diary. I've done this, done that. I have video testimonials as well. So from clients saying like, thank you so much. This has helped me do this, this. So I have video, so their own voice. I have screenshots of statistics where clients have had results. I have screenshots of statistics where people, the amount of money someone has made, if they're willing to share that with me, share it publicly within a set period of time. So I try to cover them as much as possible. I have testimonials as well from clients. I've got like over 150 odd testimonials that can scroll through. And so because of this, what you're doing is front loading the proof. And that again makes people make that decision without you having to be there. So having proof is very important. The sixth thing is call to courage, not call to action, call to courage. People buy emotionally and justify it intellectually afterwards. So remind them of the product and encourage them to be heroic and create a sense of urgency. So you want to tell them to inspire them to make something act now, instead of telling them that, you know, think about it and all that type of stuff. You want to get them to make a emotional, I'm going to do this, I'm going to buy, and I'm going to take on this new challenge in my life. This inspiration is the thing that's going to make you successful, and it's going to thing that's going to make people buy that product. You've got to get them to feel it and feel like this product, this service is the thing that's going to help them, you know, cross that line. That is really important and so often overlooked when it comes to, you know, content marketing, when it comes to writing good copy on your website, when it comes to trying to sell someone through a funnel. You've got to get them to think emotionally before you get them to think practically. And that's why you want that at the end. You've demonstrated all your problems and all the issues, that's your journey, the solution, the proof. What are you waiting for? It's that thing. What are you waiting for? Start to seize the day now. And that is step six, because it will lead you forward to step seven, which is the call to action. You know, now the thing with the call to action, I've put on my notes here, don't make them say that there's too many options, I'll look into it later, because that will mean never. You have to give them one easy call to action to get started while they're excited. So when it comes to call to actions, one call to action, no more. Make it really obvious, this is what I want you to do. And if I'm honest with you, good funnels and good sales pages, it's just that. Do this one thing. Take it to the next page. Do this one thing. Walk them through to the point where they only have one choice to make. And that's what you should be doing with your call to action. But the call to action only works when you've walked them through all seven steps, when you have hooked them in, when you have identified a problem, when you've shared your own journey with it, when you've shared your product of what that product, that problem that you solved, when you are sharing the proof that makes them say, yep, I'm going to buy it, when you tell them they should be strong, they should be courageous and make this purchase, and then tell them where to do it and how to do it and what it costs. That's those seven steps. You do those seven steps, you will see growth in your business. You will see conversions. It is pretty simple. It just put it into practice. Follow those easy steps and you will be absolutely fine. Be sure to subscribe for all things content marketing, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.